Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Is it possible that he believes he didn't do it? I mean, let's assume he did do it. Obviously innocent until proven guilty, but let's assume it is him. After repeating this to himself so many times, he has his family behind him, you know, saying, believing he's not guilty, or assume at least mom does. Not a lot of other people, but he is starting to get some of that support online and through, you know, the pro-burger movement. Does that, or could that fill in some blanks, essentially override all logic, essentially override the actual memories of what he did, I guess, depending on the state that he was in, almost like a blackout moment because of the intense adrenaline that must have been running through, I think, his blood and veins in that moment of time.
So I want to make sure I also give a shout out to the true expert psychiatrists that actually deal with guys like this, because I'm not at their level, like a Reed Malloy and a Chris Mahandy, which I absolutely adore and love. But I would, because I could be way off from what they would say, but I can't imagine where he would believe he didn't do it, because part of his fantasy is the fact that he did do it. Because remember, this, so someone does this type of thing as a serial killer in the making, or the first thing, is because they're fantasizing to get an emotional response and a rush to this act. And in order to continue to get, remember, he's self-described as not having an emotional effect. He's got that visual snow. So he knows he has these things, and there's been an escalation throughout his life of doing things, doing drugs, doing meth, doing all these things to get some sort of response. And so when he finally reaches the point where he gets enough of a response from murdering someone and takes a selfie of it afterwards, to deny himself that memory, I don't think he'd want to do that, because literally that's the only thing he'd be clinging to that made him feel good. So again, I'm not the expert on the really deep nuanced thing of this, but I personally have a hard time, from what I do know and understand of him, of thinking, because now it's different. This type of individual is very different than a Karen Reed, or any of the other cases we cover, because those people actually do have humanity in them.
Yeah.
They're not pure psychopathic. Mm-hmm. But if he is truly a psychopathic, then they're going to want to hold on to that.
Yeah.
I mean, so just imagine this. So we'll do a little thought experiment.
Yeah.
You think BTK would ever deny to himself that I didn't do it?
No, he was proud of it.
Yeah. See what I mean? So let's just take who he's emulating and think of, right, so if he's thinking I want to be like him, or I'm going to model my behaviors off of that because that seemed to work for him, would he deny that he did these things, or try to rationalize it away that, you know, convince himself he didn't do it? No.
It's an interesting leap that is made with characters like this, where you try to find motive, and at the end of the day, the motive is just simply He wanted to feel it. He wanted to feel, period.
Yeah.
And to go from, I'm really into crime stuff, I'm really into these stories, and I get some sort of a thrill out of this that I don't get in other portions of life, to feeling those sort of things on the topic, but then to go, if I want the ultimate thrill, I got to go kill myself. I mean, that's so... I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It certainly does. But that is such a bizarre and a what a drop off point for someone to go, yeah, we're here. And then all of a sudden we're going to do that. Like, what? Like, this is quite an extreme step. It's almost as if the idea of repercussions is gone. And the thought is just, I need to get that hit. I need to get that thrill. I mean, almost like a drug addict, do almost anything to get their high.
I was thinking exactly the same kind of analogy, not to the gross extent of this, but people don't wake up in the morning and say, all right, I'm going to decide to become a drug addict or an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Slow progression. Yeah. And same thing here. I mean, this is a lifelong progression. It took him to this age to do this act because it was a progression into, well, let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hurt. It's not solving the pain. Let me try this. Or in his case, you know, people do drugs and alcohol and things like that to medicate pain in their mm-hmm. lives from all these other issues going on, something separately different. So they're doing a medication, self-medicating in unhealthy ways, and it keeps escalating because it's not solving the problem. It's not giving them the satisfaction they're lacking because they're not fixing the root core problem.
Yeah.
In this case, he's going for an emotional response to something. He's looking for emotional stimulus, and he tries one thing. Didn't work. Let me try to escalate a little bit. Not work. And so now he starts studying criminology, starts studying these types of cases, and they start to probably feel a little bit of a glimmer. Oh, that kind of gave me a little bit of rise. Let me dive a little bit deeper. Let me study this a little bit longer. Let me look at this case. And so as you keep escalating, that just like in a hit from drug or alcohol, you get normalized to it and no longer gives the same rush. And so in order to get that rush, you got to escalate a little bit more. I got to go a little bit more. And so you eventually get to the point where you murder someone, and then it's like, huh, that worked out pretty good. But in order to keep getting that hit, I either have to visualize or fantasize it. So I actually have to stage people. I have to take trophies. I have to take selfies. And then I have to be able to do it again. And so even in BTK, you know, was it BTK that I was able to stave off for a number of years and put it in abeyance while he did other things that were able to.
No, supplement. He disappeared. He disappeared for like 2 decades.
And see, he was able to then do other things that he knew he needed that kind of rush, but he always had to be able to come back to there. So he had his trophies. He had his things he was doing. So this is an escalation.
I mean, that's a good example of someone who seemingly got their thrill and then like, okay, I got away with this and somehow knew maybe I should stop because the odds aren't going to be in my favor all the time. But then eventually felt like I need this thrill again. The memories aren't as sharp as they used to be. And then went out there and did it again. I mean, who knows, had Koberger been able to get away with this, would he have struck again? Probably. You know, how long would it have gone on? And if he got away with it forever, would he just have that memory box, if you will, of that stuff and then stopping? I mean, look at the Golden State Killer. Those crimes took place a long time ago. And he just lived his life as a normal person for decades before getting caught. He kind of got his thrills and then lived his life.
I'll put in my thought experiment hat on. We are, again, if he's found guilty, we are so fortunate and lucky that mm-hmm. he was caught.
Yeah.
Because he, with the exception of touch DNA, he did a phenomenal job. And he would have learned a lot from it, and he would have gotten better at it. Yeah. And this would go, and because now he wasn't able to do things that typical serial killers do that we've seen, like staging and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So his trophy box was pretty empty after this one, except for one photo,
mm-hmm.
if that is what it is. And so in my mind, I'm thinking he was going to do this again pretty soon afterwards because he needed that rush again, and he had nothing to draw upon from this one because the bodies are gone. They weren't buried someplace he could visit them. See what I mean? I mean, all the other things that you typically see on those serial killers and why they do them were kind of absent for him on that one because he kind of screwed it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are so many unsolved crimes out there, unsolved murders, like this, worse than this, less than this, all of it, where people have died. And something brutal really went on. Somebody did something horrible, and that person has never been caught. Yeah. How often do you think it is in society where somebody pulls off one of these and they're done, and then they just live their life and never get caught? And that's why we have so many unsolved cases, because they never exhibit the behavior again.
I wish I had the numbers. I actually looked at these numbers about a year ago.
I don't know how you'd even define that.
It's actually, if you do the, you know, hey Siri, what are the number of unsolved serial murder cases? There's a lot.
Oh yeah.
There's a tremendous amount. And that's why these things are always, you know, people always, and you feel the tragedy here always is the victims' families that are left not knowing, because there's so many of them. And the only ones that get the deeper dive and a double look at things is there's some sort of personal connection to the investigation, the investigators and the families, or there's media attention, something like that, that takes place that gets that attention. Because I know this from my own experience in the FBI.
Yeah.
You have a stack this high that never goes away and only grows, and you can only cover this much every day of your life. And so you, as an investigator, you got to prioritize every day. And generally the things I got prioritized are the things I was getting yelled at for, the things I was personally feeling an emotional connection to. And I felt bad, tremendously bad, over the things I couldn't do, but I only have so much bandwidth and they only hire so many people. And so that's why so many things get left behind sometimes. And it's sad and tragic.
Sure.
But that's the way the reality works of it.
Yeah. That's very true. It always makes you wonder. Like I always say, I always like the idea of at Christmas time, if everybody's together, go get the DNA kit from Ancestry or 23andMe or whatever, and give one to all of your loved ones. See who like rejects it. See who's kind of sitting in the corner, like, oh, I don't know about this.
Now, what they will do now, here's a glass half full.
Yeah,
you know, when you're sifting through that pile.
Yeah.
Stuff that you're going to do. You're trying to go with the ones that are going to have potentially the greater impact, that they're, you know, to avoid multiple killings. You're going to do ones that are going to be multiple sexual predators. You know, so you're going to go after the ones that have, if you take down this one, you take down hundreds, you know, of potential victims, and you save a lot of people. So that's how you basically prioritize. You're prioritizing over volume of people you can potentially save.
Who has the most tentacles, basically?
Yeah, because they go everywhere on some of these ones.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.